This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The time to plan for the tax changes may not be now. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, the biggest private sector employer in America today released results that exceeded the expectations of analysts. Walmart's stock, after this profit report, is up in early trading. It's up 6.2%. While there's been some aggressive sales going on at Walmart, the retail giant had previously announced that it will be raising prices on some items online to drive people to their physical locations. This underscores Walmart's biggest challenge, taking on the online retail space while at the same time trying to keep the profits up. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Walmart's latest strategy has been to provide better service, lower cost, and more options for busy, price-conscious shoppers like Kathy Wilder. She loves ordering online, then picking the stuff up at the store with a discount.
So then I don't have to go roaming around the store to get with two kids. I can just go in, get the item, and leave.
Walmart has to find the sweet spot between saving shoppers time and money online and making enough money itself. Retail analyst Jan Rogers-Niffen says online retailing with delivery costs and big warehouse expenses can eat into margins, but
on the other hand, if you don't go online, your customers go someplace else. That someplace else is generally regarded as Amazon.
Walmart's online sales are up 60% year on year. That's partly through acquiring low-price online retailer Jet.com and also by raising prices where it can, just as Amazon does. The test, says Niffen, will be keeping customers and shareholders happy. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
Now let me help you ease a tiny bit of guilt. Amid all the Thanksgiving preparations, don't chide yourself for not having talked to a financial advisor about what the huge tax overhaul in Washington will do for you or do to you. Personal finance writer Helene Olin does politics for the Washington Post Plumline blog, but she also, as I say, writes on personal finance. Helene, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I feel this heavy weight on my shoulders. Shouldn't we all, in some organized way, figure out what this emerging tax plan means for our personal finances?
Well, good luck. It is so complex and so many moving parts, it would be very hard to figure it out right now.
I mean, I was in the same room as a tax accountant the other day, and I said, you know, what does it mean for a taxpayer? And he said, I don't know. If they take away the property tax deduction, maybe they get rid of the alternative minimum tax. And for her, it's a wash. And then the conversation stopped because we didn't have anything more to talk about. There are no more details.
This still hasn't passed. And also, the House and Senate plans are somewhat different. And then third, we have Donald Trump stepping in and saying he wants certain things that aren't in either plan.
Yeah, I mean, I was counting it up. There were like 355 amendments to the House and Senate tax plans offered on both sides of the aisle. You can't go in to see your accountant yet.
To give one example of one thing, in the House plan, you could still take a deduction for property taxes up to $10,000. In the Senate plan, that's not there. And the same thing you start seeing in medical expenses. In the House plan, you will lose the deduction for medical expenses that are in excess of 10% of gross adjusted income. This is something that is mostly used by people earning under $100,000 a year. The Senate, that's not there. So what do you tell somebody to do?
All right. So what is an engaged person who wants to manage their personal finances supposed to do? I mean, just watch Stranger Things and ignore all this until it's set in stone?
Absolutely not. You can engage with this, you can study this, and you can call your member of Congress and say, I want this or I don't want that. For example, right now, currently you can deduct on your taxes if you move more than 50 miles for work. House plan takes that away. The Senate plan mostly takes that away with some exceptions for military members.
Helene Olin writes on personal finance. She's author of Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance Industry. Helene, thank you.
Thank you.
93-year-old Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years, remains under house arrest today. What's not clear is whether his apparent ouster at the hands of the military should be labeled a coup or labeled something else. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, joins me from London. Hi, Anu.
Morning, David.
Having lived through two coups in Africa before, I can tell you this looks like a coup d'etat. Why does it matter if it's formally a coup?
Well, if it is deemed a coup, and remember, the military has taken control of state media and it's put Mr. Mugabe under house arrest, then really it means that other countries have to respond, possibly in the form of sanctions. Now, it's interesting to note that the newspapers in Zimbabwe and China this morning, remember, China's kept Zimbabwe afloat economically, the headlines are stressing no military coup and a peaceful transfer of power.
All right. So apart from possible sanctions or not, what might a change in leadership mean for this economy, Zimbabwe's economy?
Some analysts are saying if Zimbabwean stocks fall, that's actually a sign of confidence in the political situation. Zimbabwe's deeply dysfunctional economy has meant that the people who had money put it into things like equities in the stock market because it was the best protection against hyperinflation. You probably remember those crazy years where Zimbabweans had to cart basketfuls of money to buy a loaf of bread. If things improve, people could then start pulling their money out of stocks.
My Marketplace colleague in London, the BBC's Anu Anand, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Another hedge for people in Zimbabwe is the digital cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Since the military seized power, the price of a Bitcoin in Zimbabwe has crossed above $13,000. Its global market price is about half of that, $74.11 at the moment. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.